is Free Talk Live. We're launching into the third hour of the program. You can take control of the airwaves and dial in toll-free to bring up whatever you want. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features we give away. So enjoy those. Those other talk show hosts want to charge you for their websites. Ours is free, and it allows you to actually influence the stuff we talk about here on this program. You can go there and you can see what our listeners think is interesting. And you, as a listener, can submit things to the site. You can submit news articles or videos or whatever it is that you find online, blog posts that you think is neat. You put it up on the site. Other listeners then vote it up or down, and the most popular items make it to the top and the front page of our website, meaning we're more likely to talk about them here on the air. So head on over to freetalklive.com as we head into your phone calls. You can call in and talk about anything. Coming up, Mark, you want to tell us about juvenile libertarianism. It's libertarianism has been called juvenile now by Slate Magazine, and we'll see what that's all about in a bit if we get a chance. But first, your call. Cecil is on the line in Tennessee. Cecil, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, you guys make me sick.
Why is that, Cecil?
You guys are talking about all this. You know, I've heard you guys before talking about, you know, drugs should be legal, all this crap. And let me tell you, I was watching a show the other day, and thank God for these cops. They save these children. They save these young children from these sick people with their marijuana. And I don't understand how, and they didn't speak a lick of English either. And let me tell you, it made me disgusting to have these four little children, and they were in this house. And thank God for them police that rescued them children from that disgusting people that with them drugs. Because, I mean, them kids were probably around all that violence and all them drugs, and it just makes me sick.
Well, there's a lot more violence because drugs are illegal, first of all. Second of all, it's still illegal. The number one cash crop in America is still marijuana. So by making it illegal, how do you think that it's helping the situation any?
Are you for real?
I mean, I know you think, you know, you should just let them have at it. Just do the drugs.
They're going to anyway. They're going to anyway. But you see, when something is illegal, the price is much higher, the profits are much higher, and there's an incentive to push the drugs on people.
Well, how do you think we should get rid of it in the first place?
Well, how do you think you should get rid of marijuana?
Absolutely.
You're never going to get rid of it.
Right.
People are always
going
to want to do it.
Right. If you don't like marijuana, go out and spray some Roundup on it.
You know what I think? They should give the military, the deadly force, and tell them to go out there and shoot every daggum person that smokes any kind of crap.
Are you for real?
This is not April 1st, dude.
No, people don't
die. Anyway.
Well, you're going to die too. So why doesn't the military shoot you? Would be my first question there.
I don't do any drugs.
But you're going to die anyway.
Do you drink?
You
Jim
smoke,
Beam, buddy?
What's that?
Jim Beam.
Yeah, okay, well, that's a drug, man. Yeah, smoke?
What
cigarettes?
About, why shouldn't the cops have shot, you know, the people that drank during Prohibition?
Mm-hmm. That's right. Jim Beam was illegal, and Al Capone and all the gangsters used to shoot each other up on the streets.
I don't think it's
turf wars.
No.
Come on.
That's because they're a bunch of wimps anyway.
You're pulling
yeah,
my chain.
Genies.
Is this Ted? Is this Ted in West Virginia?
This ain't no Ted in West Virginia. What the heck you talking about?
I don't know, Cecil. But, come on, man. I mean, you really think pot smokers are bad people?
Okay, I can't keep it up for too long.
Yeah, it was a good try,
actually,
though.
This isn't Ted. This is Nick from Kentucky. But anyway.
Close enough.
Yeah, I tried. Daggone it, I tried.
You done tried, and we
actually,
appreciate
but really,
it.
But really, I do want to say something. I tried to do it because this was what my dad had said. We were actually just watching this TV show last night, and my dad's an old Vietnam vet and kind of a, you know, kind of like the guy who I just tried to portray.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, guts and guns.
Yeah, and it's just, I couldn't believe it when he said it. I kind of made a joke about it, and I told my wife, and I said, I cannot believe he said that. I said, there's actually been people who call Free Talk Live that say stuff like that, and I said, I just can't believe that he actually said the way to get rid of the drugs is to, you know, give the power to the military and have them have deadly force. And I'm like, Dad, you're insane.
We need to execute them potheads.
Yeah, I mean, he really acted like that. And it's kind of a shame because my dad's a great guy, but, you know, he's
misguided.
I don't know. Well, he's got some crazy views, but
if you believe government works, then naturally all you have to do is step up the amount of force that government uses in order to make it work. And what your dad probably hasn't seen is he hasn't been to places around the world where, in fact, they do have the death penalty for certain drugs. And the fact is, people still do them because they're just that motivated by it.
Right. And then, of course, you know, I'm sure there's something that my dad would do, and he'd probably get, you know, killed over in some other country or any other place where they do that. And, you know, I'm sure there's a lot of – and, of course, on the same token, when he's talking about cops or the government – he gets all mad, and if, of course, it's something that he thinks that it's valid for him to do, you know, he says, oh, it's okay, because I can break the law, because, you know, that's a dumb law.
It's a common viewpoint found in America, and one of the most frustrating for me, and I encountered it a few years back when I was still living in Florida. By the way, Nick, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. I encountered it in a very obvious form a few years back. We were talking on the show at the time about the foie gras ban in Chicago. Maybe you recall. They banned this delicacy of a dish. It's goose liver. They force feed geese and allegedly, and that way, I guess the liver gets really large or something like that. I don't really know how it all works, but anyway, it's something that is sold at upscale restaurants to hoity-toity people that have plenty of money to burn on such things. And so, because of the way that the geese are fed in a less than apparently humane manner, the city council in Chicago decided to ban the sale of foie gras within the city limits. And so this was the news item that we were talking about on the show at the time. And I happened to be out for dinner with my parents. And my uncle and aunt, who were from the Skokie area, which is, I guess, pretty near to Chicago, They were there at this particular dinner. They were down in Florida. They were visiting at the time. And for whatever reason, the foie gras ban came up. And my uncle and aunt just didn't seem to give a damn about the fact that these people were not being able to eat the stuff that they wanted to eat. And it wasn't because they believed in protecting the animals or anything like that. It was just because they didn't eat foie gras. So why should they give a flip?
Yeah.
And this is a common attitude. Government's fine as long as they aren't hurting me.
Yeah, you know, I mean, the same thing happened. We had in my town, and every town in Westmoreland, the most recent town meeting, we voted on whether or not we wanted to tell the politicians that we believed that marriage should be brought, the issue of marriage should be brought to a Democratic vote or something like that. And basically the idea is that them gay people done got themselves a law around here says they can get them married and stuff. And it's offensive to Jesus. And, I hopped up and had a little something to say, and it turns out in my town we managed to vote that down. But, you know, I have no idea whether there was anything I said or not, but one of the guys that I knew at the mechanic shop the next day, he had something to say about it, and it was pretty simple. You know, it was Adam and Eve, not Adam and Steve. And
cliche.
Yeah, very, very cliche, and I understand where he's coming from. I get it. I totally do. I was recently, when Jack gets up from his nap, often we'll kind of like slowly work him out of it by hanging out on the bed together, and he'll, you know, play around, read, talk, whatever, and so I was thinking, what a wonderful life I have. Everybody should have life like I have it right now. And you would only, of course, be able to do that with a wife and a child. And so,
yeah,
obviously what they're doing is wrong. It would be the obvious counterpoint to that. But if somebody wants to live their life the way they want to live it, that's up to them. And it doesn't affect you or me or anything else. So what's good for me isn't necessarily what's good for them.
Yeah, I mean, do these people think they're going to stop gay people from being gay? That's ridiculous. Just leave them alone.
Yeah. So a lot of people have this particular viewpoint of, well, if it doesn't affect me, then why should I care about it? And the answer is because eventually they'll figure out something that affects you. And, of course, the government affects you in a number of ways. So the idea that the government isn't affecting you is ludicrous. Clearly they are. But they only care about the ones they can perceive as being an issue for them. But until you're ready to stand up for somebody else's freedom, for a freedom that you could give a flip about in your life, you don't care if XYZ happens to so-and-so because, well, you don't care about X, Y, and Z and whatever. But you should. because freedom means allowing other people to be free to do what they want. And if you're not willing to stand up for their ability to do what they want, as long as they aren't harming others, then how can you expect anybody to stand up for you? It's Free Talk Live.
A congressman recently revealed that legislation totaling 2,900 pages and involving more than $1 trillion was available to members of Congress for less than 48 hours to study and consider. That's over 60 pages of legislation per hour. Do you think anyone read the entire bill? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org. Consider a proposal buried in a 3,200-page, $388 billion bill, which would have empowered committee chairmen or their agents to examine Americans' tax returns. When this horrible provision came to light, no one claimed to know how it got into the bill. One congressman questioned said, "I didn't write it. I didn't approve it. I wasn't even consulted." If your attorney represented you this way, he might be disbarred. But this is how Congress represents you every day. That's why DownsizedDC.org has created the Read the Bills Act. You can force Congress to read their bills before they pass them at DownsizedDC.org.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct, wholesale pricing.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Don't ignore your prostate health. I'm Roger Mason, research chemist and developer of the all-natural supplement Beta Prostate, and I want you to know about a free bottle giveaway. Beta Prostate helps your body support good prostate health. Your prostate affects the quality of your life, including your sleeping habits and even intimacy. Beta Prostate has plant sterols shown to support healthy urine flow and healthy sleeping habits. And Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same plant sterols found in one Beta Prostate. New customers can get a free bottle of Beta Prostate. You only pay a small shipping and handling fee. Make the call today and get your free bottle.
To get your free bottle of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-360-8306. One free bottle per household. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-360-8306. That's 1-800-360-8306.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves by dialing in toll-free. Bring up absolutely anything, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian here.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are free on the site, so do enjoy those on us, including our webcam. You can go to cam.freetalklive.com, and you can watch and listen and interact with this program, because other listeners are in our chat room. The chat room and the cam both are on the same page, so it makes it really easy to get interactive with other Free Talk Live listeners at cam.freetalklive.com. And by the way, the webcam is brought to you by memorydealers.com.
Every contest involves rules, and every winner knows the rules and how to use them to their advantage. Jurisdictionary.com explains to you how to use the rules of the American judicial system. It is a course created by a lawyer, as a matter of fact, a doctor of jurisprudence, who wants to protect you against members of his own profession. It is a five-hour video seminar on CD-ROM, plus two and a half-hour audio classrooms and 15 in-depth reference tutorials that will teach the average eighth grader how to grasp it in 24 hours, how to grasp using the American judicial system. Go there to jurisdictionary.com. I'm taking the course. It is a great course, and it is comprehensive and does everything that it claims it will. Make sure that when you do buy it, that you use the pull-down menu that says Free Talk Live.
Jurisdictionary.com. Oh, sorry, 800-259-9231. All right, we're going to continue here. Mark, you had something you wanted to share with us. Back to the Rand Paul controversy that has been brewing here and bubbling up in the last week and a half or 2 weeks since he won the primary. And we've talked a lot on the show about whether or not he's a real liberty-minded person. Mark, you're kind of a fan of him. I am, on the other hand, not so much. But some other people are even less of fans. Slate Magazine has
Salon.
Oh, I'm sorry. Salon has put out a hit piece.
Yeah, it's by Gabriel Winnett, and it's The Lessons of Rand Paul. Libertarianism is Juvenile.
Which, of course, Rand Paul is not a libertarian, from what I can tell. He's a Republican with some liberty leanings. Anyway, but this is part of the problem with Rand Paul, is that he is getting the word libertarianism out there. That's the good side of things. On the bad side of things, people are going to misunderstand what libertarianism is, because Rand Paul is the most visible person who's utilizing that term. Although apparently he's not even using the term. He made a statement on his own website talking about how he's always been a Republican. He's always voted for Republicans, and et cetera, et cetera. So he does not even accept the term libertarian, from what I can tell. It's just that everybody else is saying, well, his dad's a libertarian, so he must be one too.
You know, I heard an interesting story around the holiday season about the Paul household, which is rather large at the especially at holiday time, with all the kids and grandkids. And allegedly, sometimes there's some disagreements between Ron and Rand, and sometimes Rand gets banished to the table in the other room during dinner because of that. And we'll have to see if any of that develops if he does become elected. But again, I think that you have to wait and just see how he votes and if he's principled like his father is. That's all I can tell you.
Right. At this point, all the issue really is a sounding board. Rand's essentially won by being the Republican in Kentucky. The chances of him losing to the Democrat are pretty slim. The Democrats are getting very shrill because of some of the things that have been said. But anyway, let me go on here. Rand Paul blew up the internet. Did you notice? Here's how it went down. First, he suggested unmistakably that he opposed the Civil Rights Act of 1964. Then he tried unsuccessfully to weasel his way out of it. Under near implacable questioning, this was when people got really worked up. So Paul put out a press release, the strategy of which was more or less to deny the previous 24 hours had actually happened. And in the meantime, those of us who hail from the internet,
flip-flopping politician.
Those of us who hail from the internet have lost the ability to talk about anything else. Mainly, of course, we've been condemning and mocking Paul, but there's a group that's done. By the way, the way he talks, the author of this, his name is Gabriel Winnett, is clear this guy is caught in an echo chamber. Right? Like, he's not hearing anything else, other sides of this story.
Mm-hmm.
So he's all in an echo chamber. Mainly, of course, we've been condemning and mocking Paul, but there's a group that's lined up to defend him as well. The basic claim is that while Paul was, of course, wrong to oppose the civil rights legislation, it was an honest and respectable mistake. As Dave Weigel put it on Twitter, hence the weird sentence, Rand doesn't mean harm, is suffering as old libertarian debate moves into prime time. Wigel wrote a longer defense of Paul yesterday as well for excellent response. See the post in Salon and Joan Walsh. Various figures who stand a few notches in toward the mainstream from Paul have made arguments similar to Wigel's. It's a mere theoretical fancy, they say. Nothing should be made of it. A staffer for Jim DeMint, a Republican from South Carolina, calls the whole thing a non-issue. Thanks, white people, for clearing up the whole civil rights thing for everybody else. Not important. But lest Paul be allowed to escape, those of us who do want to make something of this need to broaden our argument. It's not just that he screwed up and said something stupid because he's so committed to a purist fancy. No, it's worse than that. Libertarianism itself is what's stupid here, not Paul. We should stop tiptoeing around this belief system like its adherents are the noble last remnants of a dying breed, just clinging to their ancient, proud ways.
Boy, if that was the case, that'd be a sad story, but it seems to me that the liberty mindset is on an increase, not dying.
But this guy in his echo chamber doesn't see it that way.
Yeah.
Now, to be clear, before continuing, there are legions of brilliant individual libertarians. Wigel himself, for example, is a great writer and reporter and true master of Twitter. We've, as though that's a, you know, some kind of a yardstick for being brilliant. For example, his great writer and reporter and a true master of Twitter. We've never met, but by all accounts, he's very much a stand-up fellow. But brilliant, decent people can think silly things, and that's what's going on here. It's time to stop taking libertarianism seriously. Ironically, the best way into this point comes from another brilliant libertarian, legal scholar Richard Epstein. Says Epstein, to be against Title II in 1964 would be brain dead to the underlying realities of how this world works. I guess he's referring to, you know, more defense of Paul there. There's the key, the underlying realities of how the world works, because never, and I mean never, has there been capitalist enterprise that wasn't ultimately underwritten by the state. This is true, an obvious level that even most libertarians would concede, although not some of the Austrian economists whom Rand Paul adores.
What is he talking about there, Mark?
He's saying that essentially everything that works in the capitalist system, he's calling, I assume, the system that operates today, the capitalist system, says it operates with the underwriting of government. And it essentially does.
Well, if he means that corporations are benefiting from the existence of the idea of government, then okay.
Even if you run, everybody benefits from the government to some extent, and the claim is, try to think about it. I mean, the police, whether you like what they do or not, to some extent keep down illegal crime in a general geographic area, and so therefore a business is benefiting from that. You see?
Okay. Maybe. I don't think that's what he's talking about.
Well, he says to some extent or another it's underwritten by the state.
Right. I feel like he's talking about corporations there, but then again, I don't know. He's not really very explicit. Well, we'll see where this is going here in a moment. 800-259-9231. He calls libertarianism juvenile, and I want to know specifically what he's talking about. 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Seems to me that the liberty mindset is the most down-to-earth, humane mindset out there. We'll talk about it coming up.
Fact. 4 million people in the U.S. have hepatitis C due to liver damage. Fact. Cirrhosis of the liver is the eighth leading cause of death among Americans. Fact. Alcohol, many prescription drugs, food additives, pesticides, and environmental toxins damage the liver. Fact. 1 in 10 Americans is or has been affected by liver or gallbladder disease. Fact. Anything that keeps the liver from doing its job can put your life in danger. Protect your liver by visiting researchedherbs.com and learning more about the world's number one selling all-natural liver support formula, Live52. It is the only herbal liver supplement that is backed by over 190 published clinical trials and endorsed by 250,000 healthcare professionals in 76 countries worldwide. Don't wait to protect your liver. Visit us at researchedherbs.com or call 1-800-973-1486. That's 1-800-973-1486 or go to researchedherbs.com. All the goodness with none of the side effects.
Here's a question. If you have a septic system, did you know that proper maintenance can save you thousands of dollars in costly and unnecessary repairs? The answer is simple. Use septic system injector treatments made specifically for your home or business, available only at SimpleSepticSolutions.com. Made in the U.S., guaranteed to reduce sludge and odor by continuously cleaning your septic system, drain pipes, and leach field. This non-hazardous patented injector system contains billions of natural active bacteria and enzymes proven to digest household waste. With every flush, millions of enzyme-active bacteria flow through your system, breaking down organic waste. Only Simple Septic Solutions natural eco-friendly products keep your septic system unclogged and free-flowing, claims other products can't make. Installation is simple and lasts for 4 full months. Visit SimpleSepticSolutions.com. That's SimpleSepticSolutions.com. Or call 508-759-0010. That's 508-759-0010.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's Air and AQ. AirAndAqua.com or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirAndAqua.com. Purify your life today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free. Bring up anything. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features there are free, so enjoy those and head on over to freetalklive.com. Also, visit the Porcupine Freedom Festival website over at porkfest.com. Porkfest2010.com, actually. I think either one will work. But Porkfest with a C, P-O-R-C-F-E-S-T, 2010.com, to learn about a really exciting camping excursion with hundreds of like-minded, liberty-oriented people. I believe over 400 people are registered at this point, with hundreds more that should probably be coming on board with the registration here in the coming weeks, as we are literally weeks away from the Porcupine Freedom Festival. It's happening June 24th through the 27th. It's put on by the Free State Project here in beautiful New Hampshire, Lancaster, the northern portion of the state, right next to the White Mountains. Incredible location, Rogers Campground. It was there last year, and it was a lot of fun. It's going to be even better this year because a lot of the same people are going to be back. And if you're new, well, there's a lot of really interesting folks that you can get to know and socialize with and go out and do things like gun shoots and hikes and family events. And there's a lot that's going to be going on. The Porcupine Porkfest website lays it all out for you. Porkfest2010.com. Get registered. There's a lot to do, and we're going to be there broadcasting live. So looking forward to meeting a lot of our listeners, as we always do. Porkfest2010.com. All right, so Mark, you're sharing with us something from Salon.com.
That's correct.
And it's about libertarianism and how it's allegedly juvenile. Let's continue.
So the author continues here, because never, and I mean never, has there been a capitalist enterprise that wasn't ultimately underwritten by the state. And this is true at an obvious level. Even most libertarians would concede for the system to work, you need some kind of bare-bones apparatus for enforcing contracts and protecting property. I'd like to stop right there, if I may. He's wrong. Okay.
That's the only thing he can conceive.
Sure. Because, yes, today the government is everywhere. But let's think about, say, the 1840s when America was moving west. Was there a bare bones apparatus that was enforcing contracts? No.
Nope.
All the land usage and stuff like that, the lines, the demarcation was done by private individuals. People protected themselves. Admittedly, at some point or another, the American government had wiped out some Indians, and they were certainly scared, but I don't think that that's entirely true.
Well, the presumption is that there needs to be a monopoly on these things.
Right.
When, in point of fact, the marketplace can handle these tasks probably in a much more better manner than
right.
government.
I mean, couldn't you just hear them saying, well, how in the world could we have more than one cell phone company? Calls would get lost. People wouldn't be able to call each other. Da, 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 da.
Yeah.
I mean, you could just hear them caterwauling about how the marketplace could not absolutely, positively, could not handle competition in the area of cell phones.
I continue to be, by the way, just as an aside, I continue to be amazed at the cell phone industry and the stuff they include in packages. Sprint, the company that I am on board with, I was looking at their website recently as I was looking at some new phones, and one of their big sales pitches now is that if you've got a Sprint service, you can call any mobile phone in the country for free. Not just on the Sprint network. That's how it used to be. It used to be, well, if you've got Alltel, you can call Alltel phones, or if you've got Sprint, you can call Sprint phones. Their claim now is that you can call the 250 million mobile cell phones in the United States, regardless of what network they're on, for nothing. And it's one of those things, like, how did that happen? How can these companies that are in competition work together in a way that would allow these things to come about?
And, don't you find it ironic, the people calling libertarians juvenile? When libertarians are the ones who want to be more self-sufficient and don't want to be dependent on government, yet so, in other words, being dependent on mommy or daddy government is grown up.
Adult? Yeah, let's get to the crux of this here, Mark. Where's he really getting deep?
Okay, so to summarize very briefly, a long and complicated process. We got to capitalism, and that's what I guess we have today, according to him, in the first place through a long process of flirtation between governments on one hand and bankers and merchants on the other hand, culminating in the Industrial Revolution. What libertarians revere as eternal, holy truth is, in fact, in the grand scheme of human history, quite young, and if they would just stop to worship worshiping it for a minute, they'd notice that the parents hovering in the background. Okay, so this is not true either. He's talking about capitalism as though that's what libertarians worship, and I'd say that I have respect for the free market, and the free market existed from the first time that Ugg took a chestnut and traded with Blarg for a scrap of meat, and
right.
That was free market.
So what he's saying here, let me see if I'm understanding. He's saying that libertarians worship capitalism. That's what we have today. And if it weren't for the government and the bankers getting together back before the Industrial Revolution, we wouldn't have capitalism for libertarians to worship. Is that what he's saying?
That's correct.
He completely doesn't even understand what liberty is.
No, he doesn't want to get what the message is either, I'm sure. So
freedom is the absence of regulation, the absence of coercion,
yeah.
And capitalism as we know it is this crony capitalism that we're familiar with today, and I don't know anybody that worships that.
It's called corporatism.
Yeah, I don't worship that.
Or some term like that. Libertarians like Paul, and this, by the way, I think is one of the problems and one of the reasons I've stopped using capitalism to reference the free market. That's what it means to me. That's what it means to a lot of people I know and respect. But it does when you go into the translation, it means something entirely different to another group of people.
Well, capitalism is a system of economic organization, right? I mean, it's
yes.
Whereas the free market is just freedom. There are a lot of different things you could try within the scope of freedom.
Well, Ayn Rand kind of equates capitalism with pure freedom.
Yeah, well, I'm not an Ayn Randian, so I would not do that. Anyway,
libertarians like Paul are walking around with the idea that the world could just snap back to a naturally occurring benign order if the government stopped interfering. As Paul implied, good people wouldn't shop at racist stores, so there wouldn't be any anyway. And I'd like to point this out real quick. This guy's talking like somehow the Civil Rights Act of 1964 is stopping people from being bigoted at their store. I think it all started with lunch counters. And let's imagine for a second that I run me a racist lunch counter. I'm a racist and I run a lunch counter. Now, I don't have to kick black people out. I don't have to put a sign up that says that I don't want black people here. I can make it so that they don't want to come to my place, and I can do it very easily. I'll tell you that 99-point-something% of the black people that come to my racist lunch counter are not going to come back. Why? Because I'm going to make them bad food.
Make them wait, serve it cold.
Are you going to regulate all the white people that don't go to Bubba's Barbecue down the street because a black man works there or runs the place or owns the place?
You're going
to
make them go?
Yeah, you're going to make them go?
You know, I saw a video from the Young Americans for Liberty last night, and I thought it was outstanding what they did. They kind of spun this controversy about the idea that people should be free to discriminate in their businesses, which, of course, is the position, a Liberty position, is that weirdos and freaks should be allowed to be weirdos and freaks. So
everybody can see them.
Absolutely. And that racists should be allowed to be racist publicly so we'll know who they are, we can ostracize them, etc. And the question they were asking people was pretty brilliant, or at least the guy that made the video. He was going around in public asking people on camera, if a Klansman came in to eat at a black-owned restaurant, would it be all right for the black owner to kick the Klansman out? And, of course, everybody said, yeah, of course that's fine. It's his private property. So people get it, right? Yeah. It's just the guys like this over at Salon that try to obscure the issue.
This belief system of people who have been the unwitting recipients of massive government backing for their entire lives, to borrow a phrase, and here's the white person that's so privileged is what he's talking about, to borrow a phrase where they were born on third base and they think they hit a triple. We could fill a library with the details of the state underwriting enjoyed by American business. Hell, we could fill a fair chunk of the internet if they weren't using it all to discuss Rand Paul already. And I don't just mean modern corporate welfare or centuries ago agricultural changes. Most left-of-center policymaking can fit into this category in one way or another. Think about I'll continue on when we...
We got enough time to wrap this up, right?
Yeah.
Okay, good. All right, more in moments here. 800-259-9231. Enough time to sneak your call in as well about what you want. You can take control of the airwaves. Juvenile libertarianism will continue here in moments. This is Free Talk Live.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Candy. For inspiring ideas for your next celebration, be sure to visit us at CelebrationCorner.com. You don't have to wait for a holiday to plan a festive meal. Celebrate anytime with a fun menu or creative theme. Invite friends for a roll-your-own sushi dinner. Or surprise your family with a birthday cake when it's nobody's birthday. Fun is the name of the game, so make up a special reason of your own. For more tips like these, visit us at Parenthood.com/YourFamilyToday.
Have you ever wished that you could buy, sell, and trade in silver in your community? Del Valle Silver has a no-cost, turnkey setup for you. You recruit 6 to 8 businesses in your area to accept Del Valle Silver rounds as barter currency, and your wish is granted. You get paid, and you promote the use of real money. This isn't like so many other silver currency setups, where it's really just a system to sell high-priced rounds. It's a free market system based on Austrian economics. DelValleySilver.com. DelValleySilver.com.
Fatigue, headaches, allergies and asthma, chronic disease. Is your home making you sick? Here's a fact. Our indoor air quality is getting worse, and the causes include chemicals, toxic gases, dust, pollen, dander, and even chemtrail particulates. To rid your home of these contaminants, get the best-priced air purifiers in the industry at airfiltersandpurifiers.com. Our air purifiers are specialized to fit your needs, from allergy sufferers to the sleep-deprived to the chemically sensitive. And with no tax, free shipping, a 5-year warranty, and a 30-day money-back guarantee, you have
have nothing to lose, and healthy, purified, clean air to gain. Call us at 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off when you use promo code GCN. Call 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com, your trusted advisor for clean air.
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one. Because everything you need at Military Surplus is at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. One of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to MainMilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99. Complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish it. M10 gas masks are 3 for $30, and Swiss filters are 3 for $12. Searching for Strike Anywhere matches? MainMilitary.com has them, plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. Or call 877-608-0179, 877-608-0179. MainMilitary.com, the main name in military supply.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Only moments remain. Enough time for your call, perhaps, if you make it now to 800-259-9231. Tonight it's Ian here.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features for free, so enjoy those. And those features include news updates. If you want to know the latest about Free Talk Live when it happens, get on our news updates list. You can get them via email, or you can follow our Facebook or Twitter. Go to news.freetalklive.com to get signed up for any one of those, or all three of them if you want. News.freetalklive.com. In fact, I sent out a news update this afternoon announcing that we are doing an auction. We haven't done an auction in a little while because our banner ads have been all kind of tied up. People have been buying multiple months, and so we just haven't had banners to auction. But now we are auctioning off the backside of our new bumper sticker. It's actually going to be the same bumper sticker that we've been giving out. It's just that we need to do another print run of them. We did. We printed out 1,000 of them a few years ago, and they've lasted us this long.
And they're gone.
And now they are. I've got like 3 left, so it's time to get some more. And so we're going to rerun another batch, but it means it's time for us to resell the backings of the bumper sticker. So when you get a Free Talk Live bumper sticker, which are free, by the way, the instructions as to how to get one is at promote.freetalklive.com. But when you get one of them, on the backing, there's printing. We can put printing on the back. So we can put your advertisement for your product or service or website or whatever on the backside of the Free Talk Live bumper sticker, which, of course, goes into the hands of probably the most dedicated of our listeners, the people who are willing to take the time to send us a self-addressed stamped envelope or to come up to the Porcupine Freedom Festival and get one in person, or the Liberty Forum and get one in person. But those are pretty much the 3 ways that people can get their hands on the Free Talk Live bumper sticker. So if you want to advertise your business to that hardcore group of Free Talk Live listeners, now's the time to go to auction.freetalklive.com and place your bid. Bidding started at 99 cents. I don't know how high it's going to go. Somebody might take, 50% of the backing for $100. Maybe I'll get 300 out of it, which is what I'd like, because it's going to cost $600 to print up 1,000 stickers.
So $300 to get to get 1,000, get your message into 1,000 people's hands, pretty good.
I suppose it's pretty good. I mean, there are 1,000 hardcore listeners, right? I mean, these are like the best of the best. So you can go to auction.freetalklive.com. We're going to auction off half of the backing. We'll see how that goes, and then we have another half that we can auction. Maybe we'll do 2/4 or something like that. But I want to make sure we get it done by the time Porkfest rolls around, so we'll have a fresh batch of stickers to come up there with. And anything we don't, you know, if we don't raise the full $600 through auctioning this, then I'll just have to, you know, AMP's going to have to come up with the rest of it. But this is a way to avoid having to do that. All right, so we'll continue here with your phone calls. Actually, I want to get back to your article here in a moment, Mark, but Jimmy's been waiting patiently, listening in Alabama to WVNA. Jimmy, you're on Free Talk Live. Jimmy, you're on the air.
Yes, sir. I'm just calling about the whole agenda about the government and their takeover of the mortgage companies, the auto industry, and healthcare. And I just think there's a whole lot of socialism that you're seeing coming. And if you look at the History Channel at the regime of Hitler, when he took over the kids, when he took over the schools, when he took over economic, all the different aspects, you see so many similarities. And I think we need a revolution.
Well, I understand where you're coming from. Revolution is a very popular term. I would prefer evolution. I am not interested in revolving or going around back to the beginning and starting over again with another coercive government system. I'd rather that people evolve to the point where they understand that government is not necessary, that we don't need to have a monopoly over coercive force, that human beings can interact voluntarily.
I think it's I see your point there. I say revolution, I just a change.
Yeah.
And not a change like Obama's doing, but a change back to more conservative values like when we grew up. I mean, when you didn't have to lock your doors.
It depends on where you live. You still might not have to lock your doors. But conservative values, I don't really know what that means, but I do know some conservatives and their values are kind of scary to me.
If you look at the Republican states out there, there's plenty of them with gigantic out-of-control governments. I don't know that necessarily exemplifies conservative values. It means something different to everyone.
Yeah, I mean, would you say that a conservative value is small government?
Conservative values is just getting back to the basics of God fear, being a God fearing American, being patriotic to what our forefathers.
But what if I'm not afraid of God?
You know what I'm saying?
But what if I'm an American who believes that that I'm a little piece of God and I'm not afraid of that?
I mean, everybody's got a lot to their opinion. I mean, I know what the truth is about God and about.
You know the truth, huh?
Yes, sir.
What is the truth?
The truth about God?
Yeah.
The truth about God is he's the creator of the heavens and the earth.
Mm. I mean, who told you that?
God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the one who sent his son to die on the cross for our sins, Jesus Christ.
And you would like to see something like that inculcated within the governmental system?
No, sir. I believe that starts from the family home. But I'm seeing more and more of the governments reach into the family home. When you look back at the women's lib, I know I'm going to sound like I'm chasing rabbits, but the point I'm making when I'm saying this is when the women's lib, some people are saying the women's lib was started by the government. You had one person who was taxed in the home. You get the women's lib, you get women working. Now you got two taxed in the home, and let's take your kids out, and we'll indoctrinate them how we want. That, you know, let the teachers who are government paid teach your children. And I'm not saying all teachers are like that, but teachers,
they are all government paid.
Yeah, I'm just not
just about.
I'm interested in getting away from the idea of the coercive state. Whether it's being run by Democrats or Republicans is immaterial to me, because over time they both increase the size and scope and intrusiveness of the government.
Look at Reagan. Reagan tripled the size of the government at the time.
I heard it was he increased it by 60%.
No, if you look at the
government, by the people, other people, and for the people.
Yeah, but the problem with that is it's just really a fantasy, because government is always
the people
by
want to
the
spend
elites.
Your money too. Don't worry.
Well, the government is always by the elites, for the elites, and it's never going to be anything but that, because power aggregated attracts those who are in search of it,
Sociopaths.
Yeah, and psychopaths.
And the bigger the government, the larger geographic landmass it controls, the more the sociopaths are going to want to get a hold of it. So I think that the best solution is just to get rid of, as much as I love the colors and the eagles and all that stuff, to get rid of the federal government and go off and each state do its own thing.
Yeah, start with secession and go from there. Hey, Jimmy, thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. More thoughts from the Salon story, Mark.
Yeah, I don't think I'm going to be able to
juvenile libertarian.
Just so you know, I don't think I'm going to be able to finish it up. So this guy goes on to extol why it is that the people that don't believe that government should exist have, in fact, they're slapping the government in the face because the government created everything that we see. Think about the New Deal. Although libertarian ingrates will never admit it, without the reforms of the 1930s, there might not even be private property left for them to complain about the government infringing upon.
What?
Well, not many capitalist democracies could survive 25% unemployment, and it doesn't just happen by good luck. Or take a I'd like to address that.
Well, it wasn't
quick.
Capitalist anymore. By the time the Depression came, you had a central bank in power
right.
for 20 years. You didn't have capitalism anymore.
Sure. The government created the problem of the Depression,
yes.
And you can't claim that it fixed it by the laws that it, when it created it in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
So, not many capitalists among us, or take a couple of more recent examples. Savvy healthcare insurance executives were quite aware during this past year that if reform failed again, skyrocketing prices were likely to doom the whole scheme of
reform.
Private insurance, itself a freak accident of federal policy, and bring on single payer. Here's a fun sci-fi one. So yeah, well, that much is true. Here's a fun sci-fi one for you. Imagine the moment in, say, 20 years when the evidence of climate change has become undeniable and there's an urgent crackdown on carbon-intensive industries. Then coal companies and agribusinesses will be wishing they'd gotten on board with the mild, slow-moving reform that is cap and trade.
Yeah.
Get it? The government didn't just make the free market in the first the government didn't just help make the free market in the first place. Although it did do that, it also is constantly busy trimming around the edges of the free market. So the government made the free market,
wow.
and it has to
this
maintain it, otherwise it won't be free anymore.
Wow.
So you have a
what
coercive,
delusion.
Dangerous monopoly that made a free market, and if the coercive, dangerous monopoly that if you do not obey, they will throw you in prison or take your house away, if that doesn't continue to maintain the free market, you won't have a free market anymore.
Right. Without the agency of monopoly force, you can't have freedom.
Huh?
Yeah. The libertarians who insist that the state has no place beyond basic night watchman duties is like a teenager who, having been given a car, promptly starts demanding the right to stay out all night. Sometimes someone is really looking out for your best interest by saying no. The best rap on libertarians isn't that they're racist or selfish, although some of them are those things, and their beliefs encourage both bad behaviors, mm-hmm. even if accidentally. It's that they're thoroughly out of touch with reality. It's a worldview that prospers only so long as nobody tries it and is
he's projecting.
Too unreflective yeah. and self-absorbed
and
to realize it.
And the people who are the most obsessed with race are the biggest racists.
Maybe the case. We're out of time, though, so we'll see you tomorrow night on online in the meantime at freetalklive.com. It has been Ian with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
Back tomorrow night, freetalklive.com.
I'm talking to those out there who, like me, aren't any good at dieting and don't seem to be able to work out as often as they'd like. Are you on a slow roll down fat hill? How would you like to lose weight without changing your diet, exercising, or getting the freaked out jitters? Try Lumithin Plus. It's priced so that you can do it for less than a dollar a day, and it really works. Stop the fat spiral at LumithinPlus.com. It isn't going to make you lose 10 pounds in 10 days, but you can do it without changing your lifestyle. LumithinPlus.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.